I forget him a lot. But anyway.
Okay, you're going to have to answer that question.
Can we get a timeout?
What you...
Okay. I'm just saying my time off of it.
Okay.
I'm just saying the unrecorded part.
Oh, yeah. Let's stop it.
Yeah. I'm sweating. Yeah. In 2010, thought I was doing something. And now I'm rapping with a crew or something. I guess the track don't really stick unless he's gluing something. And I never fit the shoe until I do or something. Yo, bracing myself like teeth, boy, it's the same old route on some new concrete. But homie, these tunes make you get a new ID. I'm trying to do my thing, but the commute ain't cheap. I'm on a two-day week for all this rap these days. And we can still pitch the track to all the wack DJs. We're singing happy days, wearing tacky J's. And I'm just pumped that I made it out my nappy phase. Let's go. We can
turn a whole... Hey, y'all, the OGs and new listeners alike. I am Randy, and this is my indie episode. Indie episodes are individual episodes Mikey and I record. It's a way for us to honor who we are as individuals and not just who we are as spouses. And today, I am going to talk to my dad, aka Big Ran, about forgiveness and reconciliation and himself. Say hi, Dad.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous.
That's fair. All right. So just, we're going to have an icebreaker question. It's going to be fine. So I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself and just tell us a story about why we have the same name. You don't remember.
I do remember.
Okay.
I do remember. But like I told you, I'm nervous.
That's
so
fair.
The questions, you know, I got to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So why do we have the same name? I told your mother.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care, boy or girl.
I'm listening. No, this is funny.
Boy or girl, that I wanted her name or his name to be Junior.
Okay.
Now, if it's a girl, we can spell it differently.
Okay.
Which we did. Actually, I wanted the name to be so close to mine. That's why your name is what it is.
Randy Danielle.
Instead of Randy Darnell.
Mm-hmm. But I think Darnell is universal.
But it didn't sound right to me.
God. Okay.
And so anyway, I wanted to be, you know, all the way right.
Okay.
So that's the answer to that question.
Okay. You want to tell us anything about yourself? You want people to know it's Sagittarius season, okay?
Yes, yes. And y'all got to forgive me because I'm a little nervous. This is my first time. I'm a virgin.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
So.
They used to it from Mikey.
Okay.
Because Mikey B. Daddy, you are doing very well.
Okay. I don't feel like it.
You're doing well.
I feel like I'm shaking.
You're shaking probably, but mm-hmm. It doesn't come across in audio.
Okay.
And no one's watching us.
They feel like it.
Except
they
the people.
Keep looking at me.
The people.
Stop looking.
You know, grandparents, what you mean? You talking about the answer for all to y'all. Oh, Lord. Okay. Anything about yourself? Just something. Let's do. What's your favorite color? You got to get closer.
Now, I have a couple of favorite colors.
Okay.
Purple, black, blue, red, green,
mm-hmm.
yellow.
Okay.
White. I have a couple of those.
The primary colors are your favorite.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know, because I like the natural. I like fall colors, too.
Oh, like burgundies, burnt orange.
Yes, I love
browns.
I'm into colors.
Yes.
So, I have a lot of colors.
Okay.
So, you know, that's where I'm at with that.
Who's your favorite artist?
I have a couple of those.
Okay.
As in what group, though?
Your favorite rap artist. I already know the answer.
Too Short.
What'd you say?
Too Short.
Mm-hmm. And who else?
Pimp C, Outkast.
Yes.
T.I.
Okay.
Yandro.
Okay.
Ludacris.
Y'all see, he's very Atlanta.
Yeah. But I deal with a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? Lil Kiki, you know, that's a Houston person.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Yeah. He down with the Houston boys, all of them.
Okay.
Zero.
Who?
Zero. He a Houston guy too.
Oh, okay.
Scarface.
Oh, okay.
Them deal with each other.
Okay. Mikey listens to Scarface.
Yeah, all them deal with each other. I have a couple of them.
Okay. See? Getting you calm. Yeah. All right, y'all. So this indie has been heavy, heavy, heavy on my mind, and I'm happy to present it to you all. And I hope you enjoy. All right, y'all. So what had happened was I was washing dishes one day, and all I could think about was interviewing my dad. And while I was preparing to drop another indie, so like I was already prepping another indie, this one would not leave my mind. And for anyone interested in my creative process, once I get an episode idea in my head, I cannot move on until I do it. It won't let me sleep. And so, but not just that, this summer, my dad, my sister, and I had a profound and beautiful conversation that was the epitome of all I've ever wanted you, Daddy, to say to us. I won't go into details about all of it because everything not for the internet, but I will say that I arrived at your house that day, Dad, feeling like an orphan. I was feeling very unlovable and hated and disliked for all the reasons you know, but also I was oddly open. So before I introduce you, I want to tell you, Daddy, four things you said during our conversation that moved me and inspired this episode. All right. One, you told us things that happened in our childhood, including your actions and choices, were not our fault, and that you can't believe that y'all forgot how much you remembered as kids and why y'all didn't think we would also remember the things that we remember. Two, you told us things about your childhood and drug use that you never told us before that put a lot of things in perspective about our childhood and your childhood. And I also found it extremely vulnerable of you. Three, you said repeatedly that you wanted to be in our lives and that you wanted the reconciliation and connection to be real. So you knew that meant we had to lay everything out on the table, and you knew that it meant it would take time as well. And then four, you took accountability for all the stuff, including the divorce, and you didn't tell us we were wrong or lying about the things that we recalled to you. And so while I walked away from the conversation with a lot of emotions, I wanted to first and foremost say thank you.
I try. I try.
All right, Dad. So do you have anything to say before I move on?
Not really. I'm listening to you. Proud of you. Doing what you dreamed of doing. So, not really. Not right now.
Okay.
I'm just trying to prepare for these questions.
Well, so my dad has reviewed the questions. He has agreed he doesn't need a lawyer. Everything is fine. So we're going to see. I promise it's going to be okay. You're going to love the episode.
Okay.
Okay. So my first icebreaker question, this is to warm you up. Okay. What is one of your happiest memories from your childhood? Anything before you turn 14?
How old are you when you're in the seventh grade?
12.
Okay. So in the seventh grade, that was my moment when I received my water bed.
Daddy, stop spitting in your chair. You said you received your water bed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you please tell us why? I've seen pictures of said water bed. Mm-hmm. You were in seventh grade when they got you a water bed?
Yes.
Okay, tell us that story, please.
Well, as you know, mm-hmm. I'm the youngest out of my two siblings.
Mm-hmm.
So after my sister had left and my brother left and went to the service, it was only me.
Mm-hmm.
We grew up on bunk bed.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a bunk bed in there and I was getting big.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad came in one day and said, "Boy, what kind of bed you want?" Because he seen me looking at the commercial all the time on TV about the water bed. And I always said, I want one. So one day he came in and said, "Boy, what kind of bed you want?" And I said, "A water bed." He looked at me. He said, "You sure?" I said, "Yeah, that's what I want, a water bed." In 2 weeks, I had the water bed.
That is crazy. How long did it last? Did it
y'all bust the waterbed?
Oh, we did.
Yeah,
oh.
Y'all bust, but we kept it even when we moved into the apartment that the bed made your mother slept in.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But it wasn't water at the time. It was a mattress holder.
Oh no.
But it was still set up as a waterbed.
Okay.
But it just didn't have the plastic container.
Okay.
It had a mattress.
Okay.
All right. I'm still getting over my nervousness.
It's okay. We got time.
Okay. It's been a while since I've spoken to a speaker.
Just tap into your gift of gab. All right. So the icebreaker question is something I will also answer. One of my happiest memories from my childhood. The water fight we had. I don't know. We had a lot of water fights. But there was one water fight I remember. Keon was like, I think he was one. Y'all were still married. Y'all were in the kitchen. And mama was telling you, Randy, I'm not playing with you. Don't pour this water on me. Mm-hmm. Don't do this. And her back was to me, to the kitchen door. And your face is towards me. And I poured some ice down her shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then all hell broke loose. And we just all ran through the house. And had this big water fight. You turned the shower on and put Keon in the shower. I don't know what. It was crazy. And I think afterwards we like went to the movies or something. But that was a lot of fun. That was one of my happiest memories as a kid. And also the luau. I know I'm giving two. But the luau we did, that was a lot of fun. We had a volleyball net.
Yeah.
All the June birthdays. All the Geminis.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It was yeah. That was a fun day.
Yeah. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right. Okay, Dad. How you feeling?
I'm still a little nervous.
Okay. What would help you not be nervous?
I gotta get just flow.
Okay, well, I need you to sit closer to the mic, sir.
I'm talking about you can't hear me?
No.
I'll keep raising. Okay.
You just stay sitting. You see how close I am? You see how high it moves?
But see, you're used to it. I gotta get used to this.
Yeah.
So we gotta talk more on the mic.
Okay. All right, Daddy. First question.
All right.
Why did you want to be a dad?
Okay. Bear with me on that question.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
Okay. Yes, we love honesty.
I was young at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And being young, we learned by trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
I had good parents. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome parents. But I think my parents were like I am with y'all when it came to certain conversations. My mother wasn't, because we could talk about anything.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to my dad, we still could, but we didn't.
Yes.
God, during that time, he was a different man.
Yes, vaguely.
So anyway, we didn't have those birds and the bees conversations in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
So when the trial and error happened and the trial came.
Oh, my God.
Which was the child.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had to make a decision.
Okay.
So I had to make a decision. As Cat Williams would say, it's time to make a pimp decision.
Mm-hmm.
I had to make a pimp decision.
Oh, my God.
So the pimp decision was, you don't have the babies. What you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
So that. What really happened, and then because of how I felt about your mother at the time,
mm-hmm.
I wanted a family because that's what I grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't grow up behind no divorce and all that type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
See the difference?
Mm-hmm.
They split up, they did their thing or whatever, but they worked it out.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's how that happened with the kids. So as I always wanted kids now.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told you, I had that experience.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, as we continued, I was young at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I met your other brother, mother.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. My other brother's mother. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So your brother from another mother.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Trial and error. And the trial came.
Mm-hmm.
And the trial came.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the child.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to make a. But that's all another story.
So why was your pimp decision to remain a dad?
Because you gonna remain my child, right?
I mean, every daddy don't think that way. That's what I was asking you.
But that's how I was raised.
Okay.
Look at how I was raised. Mm-hmm. I left my parents' house when I was 21. When? Married your mama.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was raised that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I seen everything, but what is it?
Yeah.
54 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I come from.
Okay.
Anyway, that's another story too. But that ain't gonna change.
Okay.
I don't care how mad we get and we don't talk, whatever, but they gonna say DNA.
Okay.
It's gonna be the same, man.
Yes.
So that's what I think.
All right. So what are you most proud of as a dad?
That all my kids turned out okay. Y'all awesome.
Thanks.
Like real talk. I'm talking about look at not to being judgmental. No way.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the stuff I see out in the world. I am very proud and thankful and grateful for y'all. I'm like real talk. Because I see some stuff that I'm like, wow. I wouldn't know how to act if y'all act some of those stuff I have seen in my life.
Like what? Give us one example of some crazy stuff you done seen. And you was like, man, I'm happy my kids aren't like this.
I'm on a train one day coming home from work.
Mm-hmm.
This happened recently. It's two young guys, like about 13, 14. They on a bus. I'm sitting here, like you sitting. It's someone sitting on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
White lady. Anyway, she looking at the phone. She in the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Minding her business. Next stop came, they snatched the phone out of hand and jumped out the train. I'm paying attention to my phone, so I don't really see it, but I see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? My periphery.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she crying.
I'm really laughing how you tell the story. Okay, she crying.
she crying. I'm like, you know, what's wrong? I knew it was wrong, but I'm just, you know, mm-hmm. trying to comfort her. And she was like, this is my phone, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I ain't know what else to say. So dude sitting beside her, like, he pulled his shirt off. He like, I wish they would have tried me at a pistol right
mm-hmm.
now. Anyway, get back to the question you asked me.
Mm-hmm.
That type stuff. You know what I'm saying? To see my kids out there doing some craziness. So see them out there selling their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Some crazy shit that you don't have to do. It's better way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that type stuff. Not being judgmental. But knowing we didn't raise y'all up that way.
Okay.
So that's how I be thinking.
Okay.
I'd rather see my children doing good than, you know, in jail somewhere in the gray.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Buy some dumb stuff they're doing.
Okay.
You know. So. Okay.
Thanks, Ed. All right. Okay. Next question. During our conversation when we went to your house, you said you knew you couldn't change for us because you knew the change wouldn't stick if you did change just for us.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, obviously, you inspired your change. Like, you changed for you, but what inspired said change? Like, was it an event? Did you have a dream? Did you hear God? What? Like, I'm serious. Like, what was like, you know what? I think mm-hmm. I'm good now.
Mm-hmm. Like I tell everyone, when they tell me about an individual, their child, father, mother, whoever it may be, life have phases, and it's all about the individual mind of how their life gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be smart with it, even with stupid shit. Excuse me, like
you can.
Yeah, but even with stupid stuff, you got to be smart.
Mm-hmm.
When I was doing drugs. I was doing them.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I was Al Pacino.
And Scarface.
Like the motherfucker.
I seen that movie. That movie was crazy.
And that was me for 15, 16 years.
That's a long time.
I started off 16 years old, man, in a police house. How I know it was a police got the car in the driveway.
It's crazy. I believe you.
I'm trying to tell you that much.
He's holding his hand up very high. To indicate a pile.
That much. But anyway, and it started from there. And it's a whole different.
So our whole entire childhood.
Yeah. After two.
Yeah.
You were grown.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it was like that. You know what? I had my moments. And it was a phase, though. I had it in my mind. I ain't going to do this shit forever. Lucy.
He's naming ex-girlfriends.
Yeah. And you know, then the times that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I know in my mind I wasn't doing my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I was seeing people die right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I was seeing stuff, hearing stuff,
mm-hmm.
all types of stuff were going on
mm-hmm.
to make me make that choice. You need to change
that. Just stop.
Change or die.
Yeah.
So there were the two choices.
Self-preservation.
There you go. So that's why I made a decision that needed to stop.
So what, I've always wanted to know, what was the, I mean, clearly it's just addictive, but like, was there something you were, that you enjoyed? Like, was it like a feeling? Was it just like?
All about a feeling.
Oh, okay.
That's everything you do.
Okay.
When you drink something, what are you drinking it for?
To feel.
To feel something. So I'm saying, everything about a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You smoke something, what are you smoking it for?
To feel something.
There you go.
So or to stop feeling something.
Everything basically
mm-hmm.
is about a feeling that you ingest.
Okay.
Food, if you're hungry.
Mm-hmm. You got a taste for something?
Yeah. Everything is based on a feeling.
Right.
So, during that time, my mind was out there.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? I didn't give a darn it. I didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because that was another issue of growing up, because we were Latchkey kids.
Latchkey kids, uh-huh.
Yeah, my parents, they worked all the time, so they weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
But the neighbors were.
Mm-hmm.
But they, you know what I'm saying?
They neighbors.
You know, kids gonna still do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So we did what we did. But learn through it. That's why I can't do it now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't drink liquor like I was doing during that time.
Mm-hmm.
I can't handle it. But I said, now, and I say, okay.
You know, it's so crazy. The first time I put up my ancestor altar,
mm-hmm.
the first thing I asked them to do was make you stop drinking.
Mm-hmm.
This was 2 years ago. And the answer I got back was, you know, this man going to have to make his decision himself.
On his own. I'm going to tell you something, though. I'm going to be honest with you. I was working at Lincoln. And for some reason, Lord, just keep sending people, preachers in my life.
Because mm-hmm. you need the word.
So, yeah, probably the case. But anyway, my boss man told me one day, I used to drink every day at Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about every day. 2020, 19, 18, I got me a bottle
mm-hmm.
or two
mm-hmm.
in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, one day he seen me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but you know you're going to stop drinking one day, right? I said, mm-hmm. He said, you'll see. And mind you, he's a preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I had been fighting it for years. Because when I was with Coretta,
mm-hmm.
I get sick all the time.
Yeah.
I'm talking about all the time. Long mm-hmm. period of time, she tell you. But from drinking.
Mm-hmm.
But I was fighting it.
Mm-hmm.
My body was telling me then.
To stop.
But I'm like, fuck that. I'm going to get over there. Like, you know, being stubborn. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Being a rebel. But killing myself faster mm-hmm. than I thought.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what it's doing to the inside when your body's saying, stop.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? I was overdoing it. So I stopped. I had stopped drinking beer for like 4 or 5 years. I just thought about drinking beer.
Okay.
So I had stopped everything, man. Like, seriously. So that's how.
It happened.
Yeah, that's how it happened. With God's help, though. I didn't do it by myself. I never take credit for nothing.
Never would have made it
without Christ Jesus. That's just the truth, though. Shit, I make a rap song out of that one.
Remix. Oh no! Oh no! Okay. Thanks, Daddy. That was very enlightening. All right. Next question: what about your childhood affected the way you parented and showed up in your marriage? Something positive, and something negative.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest with you, though.
Okay.
I didn't do my research.
Your research about what?
Marriage.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot because my mind was different. To be honest with you, I shouldn't have did it. No. Because of me now.
No, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I shouldn't have did it. Like,
not you taking off your coat.
Yeah, I'm hot. I shouldn't have did it for the simple fact I didn't do my research. I did my research on someone else's marriage. And that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is.
You cannot set your life up on somebody else's life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so much wrong into the reason why I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did it because of y'all, mm-hmm. as in I had kids, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay,
mm-hmm.
let me get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Still having human nature
mm-hmm.
going on at 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Mama 18.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
You understand?
Yes, I do.
Anyway, so when she moved in with us, after she got pregnant,
mm-hmm.
that was 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So from that what made us jump the broom.
Oh, okay, yes.
We both were young, so we didn't know what the hell we were doing. We were just trying to do something right
mm-hmm.
and learn on the way.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I look at it. So not doing my research, not really knowing what the hell I was doing,
mm-hmm.
just trying to do something right,
mm-hmm.
made raising y'all a little difficult.
Mm.
Because it seemed like everything I did was wrong.
I'm sorry.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, take her with you. Okay, I'm taking with me. We go there and goddamn play the video game, whatever. But it was wrong when I get back. You been drinking? What? How am I supposed to drink?
No, you're not supposed to drink.
See, that's too much.
Or do drugs. So, what do you mean that's too much?
The drinking part was all right. Now, doing the drug, I can understand that. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying. But.
And your friends were crazy, Danny. We love them.
No, they were crazy as hell.
But they was crazy.
I know.
Yes.
They was.
But we love them. They were good to us, but they were crazy.
I know. So, to answer your question, lack of knowing
mm-hmm.
the truth of how marriage can be.
Mm-hmm. Can be like what, like
as in how you can make it. Marriage is how you make it.
Mm-hmm.
It
don't have to
you,
be how other people's.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Just because somebody over there doing whatever they doing,
don't mean you got to.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know. So that's how I had to look at it as I grew.
Okay.
So the N word that bothers me. People thought
marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It bothers me
mm-hmm.
because of my experience with it.
Mm-hmm.
That has nothing to do with y'all. See, I had a problem with control.
Controlling yourself?
No, that too.
Oh, okay.
You understand what I'm saying? Okay. All that for growing up, you know what I'm saying? Because of the help I was getting of my action during the time of the stuff, you know what I'm saying? Stuff I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't make you react
mm-hmm.
instead of think. Before you rap,
mm-hmm.
you just go boom.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
That's what kept all that crazy stuff going on.
Is it that you were impulsive, or that they were impulsive?
The drugs that I was doing was real strong.
Oh, okay.
And then doing marijuana had to do with that white girl.
You know, it's crazy because our whole childhood, I thought you were smoking weed. The whole time, like, I thought that's what was wrong.
That was a cover.
I thought that that's what it was. In college, I was so afraid to do any. I didn't do anything because I was like, no, y'all don't know what I grew up with because weed is, y'all, it's crazy. Just to find out it wasn't weed. I was like, I lost 4 years of being a college kid because I was like, y'all don't know. It's different weed in Atlanta. It got to be because they said it was weed. And it turned out not to be weed, but yeah.
It wasn't weed. So I did all the drugs I've done in my life were pills and coke.
Mm-hmm.
Triple stat, shit like that, sex pills, stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah. We used to pop them bitches like Eminem. So.
What? Now, sex pills, they just make you want to have sex?
Yeah, and that's all we did.
Oh, okay. I'm like, why are you, it sounds like you're taking it to get high, but you're taking it to get going.
Yeah.
Like, what's some things for men?
No, not
oh,
like
not
that.
Those. Oh,
no,
okay.
like Batman, Superman's, like the triple stats and shit.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Triple stat is the same as that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, triple stat, double stat, all that shit, more yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that type of shit.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, all that. Them sex pills.
I've only drink Hennessy. And
that's a true stat. But,
yeah, 1800 but, coconut. That is the...
But they do the same thing, uh-huh. but it just make you feel a certain way.
Okay.
So... You take them type things, somebody touch you, that shit may have your whole body on some bullshit.
I'm reading a book mm-hmm. where, anyway.
Ecstasy. Yeah. Those type things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you learn something new every day. I did not know that. Okay. Okay, something positive.
A lot of the positive, family oriented.
Mm-hmm.
It always stayed that regardless of the disagreements.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I say, they always made up.
Mm-hmm.
If it took 2 months or 2 weeks, you see what they had.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the positive part to me. And my dad always paid everything.
Mm-hmm.
My mom never really paid the bill. She helped.
Mm-hmm.
But.
He covered the. Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
He did everything.
Mm-hmm.
When I say everything, everything. Well, how much education?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the positive part that you can do or be what you want to be,
mm-hmm.
regardless of the education, it's all about what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's the positive part.
Okay. And how did that impact how you positively were with us, in your opinion?
Well, now, once again, like I said in the beginning of this conversation, I have two siblings that's older than me.
Mm-hmm.
So what they showed me is what I try to show y'all. You understand what I'm saying?
Which was what?
Love.
Oh, yeah.
But that's all I ever seen. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Next question. What does reconciliation with all your children look like to you? Best case scenario, when you're daydreaming or praying, what does reconciliation with all of your children look like to you? Best case scenario?
We all are on vacation.
Okay.
Having a good time. Hawaii. I want to go to Hawaii. I always wanted to go to Hawaii.
Okay.
And I want to go to Ghana.
Oh.
I always wanted to go to Ghana. I've never been there. But once you told me about it, I was like, you know, son, that would be a good trip.
Mm-hmm.
So we hook up and we have family time. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And enjoy each other. You understand what I'm saying? Just enjoy each other. Have a good time. Love each other. And just because life going. It don't stop.
It don't.
You know what I'm saying? One of them can drop right now, but this life ain't gonna stop.
So how long you want to be on vacation for?
What you mean?
You said you want to do vacation with us to Ghana or Hawaii or
At least when I do it, I ain't with all that bullshit. I like to go and stay for about a week or two.
Okay.
A good week be good.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think a week is long enough.
Yeah, a week. You know what I'm saying? Go have a good time and enjoy ourselves and see something different. Mm-hmm. We see shit all the time. I'm talking about real life, my whole life. I'm 48 years old. So I have seen this
mm-hmm.
a long time.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I get what you mean. All right, so there's a question that's not on here that I wanted to ask you that I forgot. What is your favorite thing about being our grandfather?
Now, that's a new experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I haven't really, because I don't see my grandbaby that much.
Because you be working.
That too. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
I haven't really spent time with her like I want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything, y'all come over, you know, when you can. Mm-hmm. I know you're busy and stuff, but I haven't really experienced that yet.
Well, what do you like about her?
What I like about my baby?
Mm-hmm. I want to know. Come on. This should loosen you up real good for the last two questions.
Okay, tell us that. For one, that's my grandbaby.
Mm-hmm.
For two, she's beautiful. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she knows she do.
You know what I'm saying? And that's my grandbaby.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And my only grandbaby, my first. I won't say my last, but that's my first.
Mm-hmm.
Bree may buff one in this motherfucker. She do. I'm getting that feeling. I'm getting that option in my spirit.
And not you saying this now when 2 months ago you thinking it was never going to happen.
Well, I didn't say it's going to happen. I said she might bust one off in this. I said might.
I cannot. Okay.
But I ain't going to promise that. But anyway, I just think about my grandbaby. It's something to make you want to live for.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Somebody that just make you want to just see her, want to grow up and be whatever she, you know, she want to be in life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about, man. Life ain't nothing but a cycle.
Yeah.
So you know, it gets better. It's supposed to get better, but as we looking at it, like, it's getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? You look at the news every day. This shit is so depressing.
Mm-hmm.
So you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that type stuff, man, you know, having a grandchild, buy your first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a second. Mm-hmm. It don't really matter who would have had. But because you're first ass,
mm-hmm.
you understand what I'm saying? And you're being a good mother and y'all being good parents to her. You understand what I'm saying? That's all that. It's one package.
Mm-hmm.
It's one package.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
But yeah, no, she's great. She's great.
I love her. I'm talking about, like, seriously. And I'm going to tell you, it makes me want to just spoil the mess out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, real talk. I'm talking about, because she reminded me so much of y'all when y'all was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we did with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
We spoiled you and we fed you with books. And, you know, we wanted to see y'all be mm-hmm. something. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we actually did a lot to get y'all the way yet.
Yeah.
So, you know, I see the same thing in her. You know, when I look at her, I see you and Bri.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I love her.
Yeah.
And that's my baby.
Yeah, she's a cute pie. All right, Danny. Last two questions. What would you, as you now,
mm-hmm.
Big Ran, 48 years old, what would you say to a younger you? Something encouraging. Something only you could say to little you. What would you say?
I would say, that's something to think about. I would say, honestly,
mm-hmm.
starting at the age, I would start talking to myself by 13.
Okay.
By 13, I would have said, stay in school. I would have focused more on the books than on the women.
Yeah. Why? I mean,
because the women gonna beat out.
They will. Especially in school. There are more girls.
Exactly.
There are more girls in school. You could have just
When I was younger, I was thinking backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in my and my mind wasn't like that. And I don't blame that. And I just, when I sit back and think about the stuff, I'm like, wow. You know, like, some of them, they forgot and shit. No, I actually remember.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I made it through all that, you know, decisions. All the bad decisions, I made it through this shit. To be able to teach someone that you're able to leave this shit alone.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? You can't say, I can't stop. Yes, you can. You can stop just like you started.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It may take a little longer, but you got to want it. Mm-hmm. It's all about what you want. And once I found out that phrase in life, what do you want as in me?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I start making my decision.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Sometimes I'll be with a person that do
mm-hmm.
what I'm talking about doing.
Mm-hmm.
I probably don't decide I don't even want to do it that day.
Mm-hmm.
But you with individual. The individual that does the type of stuff we used to do, they like, if you don't do it, you know, it causes a big bicker.
Mm-hmm. It's like when you go out to a party and they're like, you're not drinking?
Yeah.
It's like, and then you got to drink. And then they
exactly.
end up dogging you the whole time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it'd be the same way, but a little worse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about, like, for real.
With
a little worse.
Oh, no.
So you end up here, you know,
mm-hmm.
doing it. Then both of you fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
But they happy now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they feel like they ain't alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And we get out of it. But, you know what I'm saying? But I remember this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you what broke the camera back. I'm telling you what broke. I said this shit to myself sitting at the table. And I did table, but the table I was sitting at.
Mm-hmm. My God.
I think I was working. I don't know what the hell I was working at the time. But I was married to your mother. And I had been gone for a week.
A week away from the house?
A week.
Mm.
I had left that tooth. I ain't come out of that damn that tooth.
Where were you?
In the dope house.
Oh, really? Okay.
We at my partner house. Everybody snorted up. We playing card for 5 days.
5 days? Oh, no, Daddy. Oh, no.
Seriously.
Oh, no.
At the table. Gone. 5 days. Boy, when I got back to that house.
I know she told you up. I know she did. War.
Who you know how many times me and your mom split up? I'm just saying. Over the crazy decisions that I was making at that time. But, you know, The reason why I talk about it so much, because it's amazing I'm here to talk about this.
It is amazing. You covered.
I'm like, for real. So that's why I'll be like, no, I'm good. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's with anything I decided to not do no more, mm-hmm. I'm good. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be for real. I'm good.
So you would tell your younger self all of this?
I would tell my younger self, just, nigga, stay right.
Yeah.
Wait. I said I would have waited. I'm going to tell you something. I always try to explain this. Even though trial and error with kids and learning life, that's what I mean by trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that happened, I'm glad it did.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But the way you and Mikey did about Drew,
mm-hmm.
y'all planned her.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. See the difference?
Mm-hmm.
So when you plan, you're more prepared.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't plan, you got to get prepared.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So it's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to get prepared too many times.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, boy, yeah. But, you know, I tell you, Ryan, I think about it and I say, nah, I would do it. No, I wouldn't. No, hell, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't do it again?
Nah, I wouldn't do it no more. I'm telling you something, because I'm going to kill myself a couple of times in the house. Doing crazy shit.
I believe you.
Yeah, believe me. A couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
That I was gone.
How many times you got to almost kill yourself?
I was done. After the second time, over. That was, I'm serious. I had a bit more. Like, yes,
why do you need that much?
I always be like that. I always been that way. That's when I dealt with
That's when you started.
I always dealt with the man. So I would deal with the man.
Oh, the direct contact.
Damn right.
Oh,
I never dealt with the worker.
The middle, the in between.
No. No, I dealt
this
with.
This is not funny.
I dealt with the him. They used to go to the house and he did hunting. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. We hung out. You know what I'm saying? So it was like that. So they'll give me a lot of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. $50. They probably give you a whole 8 bottle, 2 of them off of $50.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it was me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But that was the devil.
It was the devil.
That was the devil. I'm telling you, now, don't do that shit.
Oh my God!
I'm pushing your nose, but the red and some soap, blow it, tissue, that like that. Leave it alone. Don't play with your nose. Leave
you
it clean.
Tell me.
Don't do it, and they don't want it.
Man,
I learned the hard way. So you don't have to worry about your daddy putting that in his nose. But what I just said,
a rag and some soap.
That's it. Tissue, you know, blow it. That's it. You ain't gonna have nothing. You gonna say everything in the house.
Yeah, no.
So, no, you don't want to do them things.
Okay. So, any last thoughts before we close out our interview? Anything else you want to say?
I would like to see this go on TV.
What go on TV?
Your show.
BM.
I would like to see you blow up. In this, as in, you know, get the interview bigger people.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? To get to really live your dream the way you want to. That's what I would like to say.
Thank you. Are you a fan of BMM before you stop listening?
Well, when I say yes, because it's you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm going to support what you're doing. Now, if it's some crazy, which I have told you, some of that stuff would be hard for me to listen to.
This is fair.
You know what I'm saying? So I'd be like, I'm going to skip the episode. Like, being serious. But I'm proud of you because you are grown.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a child. Well, you're my child. But you're a grown lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect that. You know, I don't want you to think that it ain't like that. They had to look at you as a woman.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because you got a little baby that look at you as mama.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't take nothing away from you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just letting you know what I see in my eyes.
I get it. Okay. Thank you, Daddy.
Right.
See? You survived. You made it. Good job. Oh, y'all. That was my dad. It's been a few days since we recorded that interview, and I'm so excited y'all get to hear it and grateful that my dad was willing to come on. It has been 4 years since we started the podcast, and never did I ever imagine that my dad and I would be in the space to talk like we do with each other especially on the podcast. As I said earlier in the episode, it is a connection I wish we had had when I was a child. And yet I recognize there is a gift in having him how he is now. Now. During our convo this summer with he and my sister, a lot was said. And again, while it's really impossible to disclose everything, and I wouldn't, I will say that I recently saw a highlight of Kelly Rowland's interview with Angie Martinez on Angie's In Real Life podcast. And Kelly spoke about seeing her dad and talking to him after the decades he was gone. And she said she went into the conversation ready to be all in his face and asking him questions like, why weren't you there? And why did you do this? And all the things. But instead, when she saw him, something in her spirit said, be quiet. And so she did. And for 2 hours straight, her dad talked to her and spilled all he could. Whatever he could say in those 2 hours, he said it. And this is exactly what our conversation this summer was like. And I even got to confront him about something he did to us that has left me frozen in time. And never in my life did I ever think I would ever actually confront him about any of it. Like, I always just thought I would just like pussyfoot around it and, you know, just never say anything. But that was not in the cards this year. And this is also why we never say never. And this is why, you know, we, like Kelly Rowland said about her spirit, we entered the room quietly. And hearing him confirm and affirm and acknowledge the things we experienced was healing. And hearing him share his secrets was healing as well. And above all, the convo got me thinking a lot about shame and how shame keeps a lot of us lost and stuck and trapped. And so finally, I'll leave you with this. I don't know a time I haven't felt guilty or ashamed. This has colored literally every decision I have made in my life. And the more I let it lead, the more I fucked shit up for myself, the deeper the well of shame got. What had shame gotten me? Shame doesn't course correct or compel folks to make better choices. I was living in a community full of women who felt shamed, who had been born from shame, who projected nothing but shame, and it did nothing for us. It had done nothing for me. Shame is a liar, a thief, a murderer of dreams and vision. It is a manipulator. It, too, is an abuser. I had to contend with the reality that I had allowed shame to stifle any type of self-love and respect I should have had for myself. I had spent most of my life conceding that I was a trash can, only good for receiving the worst from folks. I felt physical pain finally confronting the hard truth that this was the example I set for my children, and I asked myself, if you can't love yourself enough to turn this around, do you love your children enough? I embraced joy as my birthright. I decided I would claim and manifest every fucking thing someone told me I couldn't do. Claiming and manifesting these things go beyond just saying them. Rejecting shame is a messy and nasty affair. Dirty business. It requires some serious shadow work to unhinge yourself from the manifestations of hundreds of years of foolishness that shows up in every facet of your life. You commit yourself to being uncomfortable. I committed myself to being uncomfortable. You commit yourself to some of the worst emotional pain you have ever felt. I committed myself to that pain. You want to literally crawl out of your skin. It is not linear or exponential. And sometimes you realize that shame, hiding, shrinking, suffering is infinitely easier in the short term than the arduous and intentional work of getting spiritually and emotionally free. But you curate an abundant community that reminds you of what is on the other side, that loves on you, that pours into you, that holds you and sometimes shake the shit out of you. You stay in therapy. You say the affirmations. You embrace it all because it's in the fire that you will be forged. It is there you will find peace and joy and liberation. It is in the fire that you destroy shame. Tanya Denise Fields, from the short story or from the anthology, Dirty Business, from the book You Are Your Best Thing, which I highly, highly, highly recommend. If If you enjoyed this episode, please let us know, y'all. And if you enjoyed hearing my dad and his stories and, you know, just his transparency, let us know. Maybe leave a voicemail and I'll play it for him. I would really appreciate it. But if you don't want to leave a voicemail, that's fine. You know, you can also email us at blackmillmare@gmail.com. We always look forward to your feedback. The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast is hosted and co-produced by Mikey and Randy Chapman. All episodes of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast are edited by me, Randy Chapman, at Wordy Productions, a podcast management company. The podcast management company, as Mikey would say. We are now still available on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and all your favorite streaming services. Rate us 5 stars, y'all, and review us. We love hearing from y'all. To support our podcast, consider joining us at Patreon at patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage. There you'll get unedited episodes. So the patrons have got the completely unedited version of this episode, which I, for the feedback, they really enjoyed. It was quite funny. Edited and ad-free, so no ads will play. If you're on Patreon and you're listening to this, Zoom meetings with us and more. We Zoom every Thursday and we have Discord, y'all. It's popping over there. Okay, we got a wellness channel. It's fun. But yes, so consider joining us. And be sure to check out our website, www.blackmillennialmarriage.com. Now, the website is under an update, but y'all can go look at that pretty page I made to let y'all know that there was an update coming. And also, you can subscribe to the newsletter from there because we do still have a newsletter. Follow me on social media. On Instagram, I am Randy Is Rich. And I'm also under Wordy Productions if you're interested in podcast things. And our personal or our podcast Instagram page, Black Millennial Marriage on IG. All right, y'all. Thank you again for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Be blessed. Don't settle. Fight clean. Peace. About time that I get back. Yo, I'ma get back.